Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate every minute of it. And here's how we repay you. How about some tickets for Bottle Rock? This is it. Today's the last day we have these tickets to give away. These are for Sunday night. The whole thing's sold out. If you want to see the Foo Fighters headlining on Sunday, call right now. 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 gets a pair of tickets to Sunday's sold-out Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival. Brought to you by presenting sponsor Jam Cellars. You'll get wristbands to join Jane in the Jam Pad Club Room for surprise guests and more. And we're doing this throughout the day today, but this is the last day. 9, noon, 3, and 5. Be calling 97 when you hear the cue. And right now, 800-400-3697. I wanted to say hi to our studio audience real quick.
Oh.
They won us in an auction.
Hi. Why do you girls come up here?
Come on Heather. Over. What are your names?
My name's Heather.
Hi, Heather.
My name is Renee.
Heather and Renee. You guys are going to go have fun in the city today and you spend your morning with us.
Yes.
Did you enjoy your stay? Yeah, in unison. Did you enjoy it?
We have had a blast.
Oh, good.
Longtime listener.
I know she was telling me 20 years.
Yeah.
She got the she got Renee to listen a couple years ago.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, give your shout outs.
Okay. I have a shout out to my husband Doug, my three kids, Nick, Andrew, Marissa, my friend Amy, and all my friends.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Hey, Doug and Nick, Andrew, and Marissa. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh wait, and Marissa was the valedictorian in her college. Communications major.
Oh, congratulations.
All right, Marissa.
You've got a bunch of overachievers for kids.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say hi to Alyssa and Kristen, and my mom and dad are listening, Alan and Joanne Gianoli.
Hey, wait, what was mom's name?
And my Joanne.
Joanne.
Mm-hmm. And my husband, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
She threw him in at the last
minute.
That's nice. All right, girls, have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Hanging out in the city today. Thank you so much for bidding on us and winning us in an... Oh, what'd you pay? What'd you pay for us?
You got almost $1,000.
All right!
Actually, that went back to the school.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you guys very much.
Our text number is 800... Wait, do we do all our stuff? Okay, 800-400-3697. We got some texts today, so I'll share them with you.
Right.
Yeah. 650 says, I love Vinny's gag noise. LOL.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Ugh.
916 says, saw the Madoff movie. It was fascinating. Michelle Pfeiffer played Ruth Madoff.
Oh, that's her name, Ruth.
Oh.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
You say De Niro played Bernie Madoff?
Yeah, I believe so. That's who it is.
Oh my God, tequila and pancakes sounds awesome.
I know. It does. Sounds wrong.
Or right.
Sometimes things are so right, they become wrong.
Wizard of Lies. It's a great movie. Oh, just saw it. Is that the movie? Mm-hmm. The Madoff movie?
Yeah. Oh.
Fried chicken and Bloody Mary sounds so good to me. I'll have a mimosa, though. Well, then that's not... Then you just changed it. The order just changed.
Yeah, needs to be. If you want this thing to work out, it's got to be fried chicken and Bloody Marys.
You like Bloody Marys?
I do. I love Bloody Marys. Good one. Oh, man. The best one I ever had was at North Star when we went up there. You were with me, right? Was that like a station thing? Or?
Must have been.
Mm. So, and they put all kinds of crap in it. Asparagus and celery.
Pickled bacon.
Yeah.
Celery,
all kinds
onion,
of crap. Yeah. I was like, this is delicious.
What is that? Vodka?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Vodka, like, tomato juice.
Mid-skiing, right? We stopped at that place. Yeah, that was really cool.
That was a good...
Oh, that was up at the top. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't go there. But...
Was I there for that?
You were there.
I was, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were there. Pretty sure you didn't have a Bloody Mary, though.
I know I didn't have a Bloody Mary, but I also know even when I drank, I would have been, stop with the vodka. We're good.
Yep.
I don't need the celery.
I don't want an asparagus spear. I love it. You stir it up with that.
Get it out of there.
It's all spicy. The worst, though, is sometimes you have a Bloody Mary and then you order because it's really good and you're like, I'll have another one. And then some other person makes it and it's crappy.
Yeah. That's always a letdown. I stopped at one.
Yeah, one is what you want. Yeah. The biggest one you can get. Make it good.
Have you ever had, I forgot what they call it. People used to say, oh, it's a poor man's Bloody Mary, but it's like Bud Light with tomato juice.
Ew.
Or Clamato they use.
Beer and Clamato?
Yeah, it's actually delicious.
I think you've told me about this before.
Yeah, I think we have.
In a can now, right?
Yeah.
Don't they? Yeah,
I forgot what it's called.
It's really good, though. But yeah. It's Budweiser brand and this.
Uh-huh. Bud Motto. Bud
something.
There's different versions, too, different flavors. Hmm.
707 says he always called Uncle Phil some sort of mean name or metaphor.
Oh, and so he would get thrown out of the mansion.
DJ Jazzy Jeff would get the boot.
I see.
As your one black listener who loves Bryn, I hate you guys for not knowing Fresh Prince references.
Yeah, sorry.
I just didn't watch that show. Yeah. It's, but I didn't watch probably a lot of TV from that era because I went outside.
I think we were just a little too old for it, too. Yeah. Like, wasn't that? It feels like one of those Full House, Saved by the Bell era shows that I was just a little bit too old for.
So these two go together. Baywatch movie can't be too terrible if it's got Alexandra Daddario's rack. And in my head I went, who? And then the very next text is, the hot chick with great boobs who has an affair with Woody Harrelson in True Detective is in one of the female lifeguards in the new Baywatch movie.
Oh, that must be
Alexandra Daddario, and she is worth a look.
Yeah, she is.
That scene is spectacular.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
She is.
Oh, there she is.
Ample. No. Unrecognizable.
Yeah, I don't.
Just a chick in a red bathing suit. Not even a bikini.
Right. Hey.
Yeah?
Whom, homie?
Michelada. People are texting it.
How bad is Pirates? Just tell me real quick. 0, 10, or a 5?
He's on the phone with the winner.
Yeah.
Oh, Bryn can tell us.
Yeah.
Bryn.
We shouldn't give it away,
just
right?
Just give it away. Tomorrow, just do it.
Just give us a hint. 0, 10, or a 5?
Shouldn't you go in a different order, like 0, 5, or 10?
Just give it some kind of, just say it's good or bad.
All right, I'll give it 5, since I only have like
the middle.
Okay. Middle, right?
It's okay, it's a movie.
It's not a 10, it's not a 0. It doesn't suck, it's not super great either.
Only 6 hours of screen? I spent 4 on a game and watched 2 movies, and that was all after my 5 p.m. shift ended.
How funny.
8 hours of work, 8 hours a day with work added on. Huh. Yeah, we do watch a lot of TV in general, and then we've got our screens in our hand everywhere we go, and so I get that, but it does seem like, you know, if you go swimming, you shouldn't have a screen with you there, right?
Well, you got to take selfies at the pool, Vinny.
All right,
those things aren't gonna post themselves.
Sarah's talking about the two moms that do a weekly video called I Mom So Hard.
Oh, that is it. I Mom So Hard. They are. They're really funny. They're just like, F it. This is what we look like in these awful bathing suits. They all still have the tags on and they have their underwear on under them, you know, because they're going to return them all. It's funny.
That's not right. You should not be doing that with swimsuits.
Ah, it's fine as long as you leave your underpants on.
Well, they didn't leave their underpants.
They had their underpants on, and the tags were still on. And the one was cut way up the side. You can see, like, her whole side of her, and she goes, oh, that's a good look. She goes, well, I want to return it. So she left her underpants on. My mom's so hard. They're pretty funny.
All right. If you say so.
Maybe you wouldn't like it. It's just
it
moms.
Sounds like they ruined, you know, 1 minute you're like, hey, find the smallest bikini you can. Summer's here, and the next minute you're saying, I wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Find the smallest bikini you can, put it on, and then throw on some shorts and a t-shirt and never take those off.
510 says, believe me, short hair is freedom. I cut my hair when I turned 40 and never looked better.
It is. Oh, it's so nice. So nice. Like, to just not even have to dry it, I would just like shake my head like a dog and just go on with my day. It's great.
That was the first time you've had short hair since when?
In my life. I've never had short hair.
Even when you were a kid, you didn't?
Nope.
925. Sarah, I'm a hairdresser, and you just went for the wrong haircut. You went for more of a boy's haircut, when what you needed to do was go for a cute little pixie cut. Yeah. That's what we would have. That's what would have been right for your face.
Yeah, I just screwed it up bad.
I thought you looked great.
Thanks, Vinny.
The next season of The Voice is number 13. Kelly Clarkson has signed on to be 14.
Okay, so she's coming this spring, I guess.
Mm-hmm. 510 says, dismissing Miley's black appropriation as just a phase is so disrespectful to hip-hop artists.
What?
Thank you.
I want stuff, too.
I just, my nose is now running after my sneezing.
Oh, I don't need a tissue. Thanks anyway.
Do you need one? She gave me three.
No, I don't need a tissue. I thought we were getting something good.
Well, like what?
It's good
if
your nose is running.
Whatever you got. What do you got for me?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Susie. I really appreciate
it. What do you want?
Yeah, I don't know what to say about what they just said. Dismissing Miley's black appropriation as just a phase is so disrespectful to hip-hop artists.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure what they're saying to us there.
We didn't do any.
We were saying she was acting like a whore, not like she was acting like, you know, like she was taking black culture away. I thought she was acting like a little.
Seems to like me like she just hooked up with pop artists, and that's sort of the thing. That's out there. She just sort of slid right into the pop music and started doing that to, I thought it was to get rid of the country thing.
And the, you know, the goody two shoes,
right.
Hannah Montana thing. I just thought she was behaving kind of classlessly. That's all. I went, oh man, she's going to look back on that someday. I didn't think she was appropriating anything.
707. Didn't know if you guys knew that the Napa Valley Youth Symphony will also be performing at Bottle Rock. These kids are absolutely spectacular.
Oh, nice. Does it say what day? And
it doesn't.
Oh, that's not helpful. I'll keep my ears open.
408 begs to differ.
With what?
Long-term health care insurance shouldn't be bought until you are in your 60s to maximize the benefit and minimize the payment.
Okay, nobody in their 40s ever needs long-term health care. Cancer doesn't happen. You don't get hit by a bus. Get it whenever you want. And by the way, it's 10 times more expensive in your 60s than it is in your 30s. Yes, you'll pay for it for less time, but that might be when you need that money for your retirement. Mm. I mean, if you can afford it.
408, it's your turn.
Yeah, come on back. I don't know. That's why you get insurance, because you don't know what's going to happen to you. I mean, yeah. Anything can happen to you at any time. The whole point of it is that if you need long-term care, that you have it. You don't know when that's going to be. Hopefully, it's when you're in your 80s. That'd be great.
Back to you, 408.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I you know what? I was out of turn. I'll wait to hear their next thing.
So far, you're the winner. I don't hear anything from them.
Well, you know, we'll see. Next text.
I call trying to eat less meat trietarian. I'm trying to eat less meat. Oh. But can't quite go all the way.
Trietarian is good. I like that. I'll be a. What was the other? What was
the?
Reducitarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. You know, we all are kind of, right? Aren't we all trying to eat a little healthier?
I don't think so. I think. Are you kidding?
No.
People are. Fast food is just as popular as it's ever been.
I guess I'm only exposed to you guys. You all seem like you're trying to be fairly healthy, especially that human. Woo!
What?
It's just so healthy all the time.
I try to be. Yuzit offered me non-organic walnuts this morning.
Non-organic?
Oh,
non-organic.
My God.
Oh, my God.
I love that post. Him and his buddy.
What, are you trying to kill him?
I'm like, do you want some walnuts? They're not organic, though. And he's all, He, like, looks at me like he's disgusted.
And I said, well, I guess you couldn't spend two more extra dollars.
And
did
I,
you?
Said, I said, no. No, I couldn't, as a matter of fact.
One of those rare moments, Hooman was on his Instagram, and he's with his buddy getting ready to, I think, do yoga. And he goes, this is my first time back in months. And his buddy goes, where you been? He goes, I don't know, I'm fat and lazy.
Thank you.
And I was all, wow, look at him. Being honest for 1 second. I love it.
That must be a real friend.
Who was
no,
it? Who
were
you with?
Well, I don't want to. It was the CEO of TRX.
Oh,
of course,
for God,
of course it is.
His name was Randy something.
Randy something.
His wife listens. She's a big fan. Randy.
Hey, Randy something's
Hi,
wife.
Randy's
Thanks for listening.
Randy Hetrick.
Oh, you looked it up real quick? That was pretty fast looking up skills.
Yeah. That's...
Well, Bryn learned from me.
Oh.
What? I learned what? What are you even talking about? Hey, the Napa Youth Symphony is on Saturday.
Oh.
At Bottle Rock.
Are you going to, are you, you think you're going to be there on Saturday? I think
I will be
there.
Around. I'll call
I'll be there Saturday.
You.
Oh, you are? Let's text each other. I would love to see you guys there.
Well, Bryn and I are going to be hanging out with some really amazing people, so you can join
us. So I probably can't be a part of that. Are you going to hook up with Michael Franti at all? I was thinking about texting him.
Yeah, of course. Actually, we're going to be hanging out with the Williams-Sonoma people on the culinary stage.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
I know. If you want to hang out with us, you can.
No thanks.
Who, me?
You're welcome, I guess.
No thanks.
Why not? What are you going to be doing?
Not that.
Are you going to be at Bottle Rock?
No, I'm not going.
Oh, she's not even going to be there.
How about the other one?
Who's the other one?
Vinny?
Vinny.
Oh, Vinny. No, I don't think Vinny's coming. The other one? I don't know.
Hey, all, as far as couple selfies go, I think it's more of an age issue than a pic count issue. Young couples tend to take more selfies but have more chaotic relationships, while older couples take less selfies but work on stability.
Okay.
I saw this neat thing. That just reminded me of this thing. This band, and I've never heard them, and I didn't even go look up the song. But there was this, they're like, oh, our new song's coming out. It was in some music news. They're called the Vaughns. I don't know.
Oh, the Vaughns.
Have you heard of them?
No. Oh. We have a guy named Vaughn.
Like V-O, like Vaughn's name?
No.
I'm picturing all a bunch of Vaughns.
Oh, the Vaughns
across
that
the stage.
I see is from like 1960s, though. Is that the right one?
No. But they've got a song called Santa Cruz, and she said, when I was writing the song, I was thinking about the contradictions between love as we see it in real life and as it's seen in movies. In movies, things are so intense, yet when I look at great couples in life, I see something much lighter. Santa Cruz is known for moderate weather and climate, and that's why they chose the name Santa Cruz for the song. So I thought that was maybe what we should strive for in love, to be more consistent and warm. And not so hot.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's pretty good sentiment. Song's probably going to suck, but you know.
You couldn't find it?
It doesn't pop up for me, no.
Yeah, I'm sure it's super obscure.
The Thrills, Santa Cruz.
But that's got to have something to do with it, right? You know? Or like
what, just that? No, I think it's what you say all the time, just like recognizing contentment for what it is and actually appreciating
right.
it.
Right.
Oh, I spelled it wrong. I spelled it like how Vaughn's name is spelled.
No, V-A-U-G-H-N, the Vaughns. I'm sure it's an awful song.
Oh, no,
I didn't even try to listen to it.
Or maybe it's great. Maybe this will be like our new thing. Yeah, and I'm
if
sorry.
It's good, put it in the movie.
One more time, the book by Susie Orman.
The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom. Okay, here's the Vaughns.
Here we go, everyone. Turn
Santa
it up.
Cruz.
I was right.
Yeah.
What did she say? Sleazy good. What?
Sleazy come, sleazy go. Is that what she said?
Sleazy come, sleazy go.
Oh. All right. Well, that's, you know.
Go see if you can find the chorus.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the lyrics.
925 says.
Yeah, that's a probably for the best.
I love how Hooman's always such a professional on relationships.
You're welcome.
And children. Mm-hmm. Child raising.
And parenting.
And parenting.
Don't forget about that part.
You know.
Friendship, too. He seems to be able to hold on to those long term.
Nutrition.
They don't cycle through his life at all.
It's not my fault people get married, forget their friends.
Luckily, you met me when I was already married. I'll never let you down,
You're
human.
You're the best.
Around.
I wish everyone would just follow your example.
I know. Thanks. Be a lot more fat asses on couches, that's for sure. That's all I do all day, every day.
Okay. That's not right. You make fun of your husband. Yuzette.
Yeah, Yuzette. How dare you make fun of him?
You guys make fun.
That's messed
I don't.
Up,
you're
I love
the one
him.
Who said.
What are you talking about?
He told you to come home early.
That's yeah.
Try not to come home so late.
What are you tired about? You didn't even do anything.
I didn't say that.
Oh! Yes, you did.
I did not. I said I looked at him and wanted to punch him or something.
Right.
I didn't actually say anything.
Except to us.
Just you guys.
So, yeah, I mean, we're not going to
tell
anybody.
And that texter. Heard what they wanted.
Yeah.
There's cuss words in the
course. Oh yeah, don't play it. Anyway, there's a song called Santa Cruz.
It's actually cool though.
Are they local, the Vaughns? Did you say that?
I don't know.
No, they're not. My long-term health insurance per Sarah is a cyanide pill. First time I crap my own pants, down the hatch.
Yeah, but if you get something that you're not going to die from and you just need help in your home or you need to go into, you know, outside of your house care, it's there for you. Or you can hit cyanide, whatever you want. I don't know. I just don't want to bankrupt my family at the end.
Well, don't then. Just tell them the order is pillow my face.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's, you know, maybe I'll just say hook me up to a poisonous drip. I don't want anyone to have to murder me. I don't want that to be on someone.
Oh.
Just hook me up and I'll press the button when I'm ready to go.
All right.
I'm going to see who shows up first, though, with my will laid out in front of me. Let's just see who's, you know, got the stomach to come in here and see me in my final days.
This is so true. Guys, this is why Vin never shares anything. He says, I had a tuna melt. Then 10 questions get asked about it.
We're just asking about what he ate. We love food.
Yeah. And it was the first time you had it. We had to.
Yeah, we wanted to know what your reaction. And everything. Yeah.
Oh, I said it was good. I was surprised by it, actually. Mm-hmm. When I'd heard we were having tuna melt, I went, oh.
Was it open face?
No.
Will you eat something that you don't like because she made it?
Well, for the most part, Vinny? She wouldn't make something that would be so extreme that I wouldn't eat it.
Mm. Like she knows
she's not
going
to go off on some extreme. Mm-hmm. Because she does have two children at the table with her.
Right. Yeah.
She's got to take each of their culinary preferences into account when she makes her shopping
list.
She
didn't want to be a short order cook.
And their essie reactions to everything.
I'm not eating that! I know. You know what's so funny? He says all these quotes from his daughter. I'm like, I can picture him saying that. I'm not eating that.
That's where she got it from.
Probably not. Oh God, we're fully out of time.
That's okay. Yeah, that's right. It's okay. We'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is going to do it for us. Stick around because all day on Alice, we have your last chances to get into Bottle Rock. This is the sold out Sunday day of Bottle Rock this weekend. The Foo Fighters headlining.
I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too. I'm heading to Chicago tomorrow morning to see Aladdin because it's coming here. It's going to come. The stage show's coming to San Francisco. So I'm going to go check it out so we can talk about it and hype it up.
And we're going to come in anyway and do whatever we can do.
Oh, you're going to have a great time. It'll be fun.
I'm sure I'll have fun. I just know that it's going to be a cluster because I don't normally do
It can be fun too. It'll be fine.
But I can do it. I'm not nervous, and we'll be fine. We like doing the show, though, with everyone.
With everybody.
But anyway, we'll be back in full force on Monday. But
no, Tuesday.
Oh, right. Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
I better write that down.
You should. I have a feeling you're going to show up here on Monday.
But we are live tomorrow and on Friday. It'll just be minus our Sarah.
All right. Well, have a great... So I guess I'll see you on Tuesday. Have a great time, Vinny. And I know you'll hold down the fort just fine. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.